Legitimacy, a word not common in public discourse, but one that should be. Legitimacy does, after all, lie at the center of any nation's political stability. That sense people must have to accept the authority of those who govern them. And it hardly needs to be a result of a democratic vote. Indeed, the idea of popular sovereignty, that ultimate political power rests with the people, only temporarily passed on to those who win elections, is only one sort of legitimacy. While monarchical governments, led by leaders supposedly designated by God, ideological preferences, or family inheritance, are an even more common sort of legitimacy. Indeed, far more than democracies have managed to build the sort of legitimacy all societies need to maintain stability, which brings us to the current challenge threatening America's future, the increasingly fast degradation of what goes for legitimacy in American society, that until quite recently represented one of the most long-lasting and stable of societies in modern world history. Sure, it would be easy to blame Donald Trump for much of our current situation. The man has, after all, done everything he can to delegitimize the core institutions that have allowed us for generations to reinforce American legitimacy. From his assaults on core institutions, from the FBI with its focus on the rule of law, to undermining the nation's intelligence services, from his attacks on the free press, which has played such an important role in keeping government corruption under reasonable control, all the while making it absolutely clear that he has no interest in serving as the leader of a united America. But the weakening of America's national legitimacy goes far beyond Trump's actions. Indeed, his very election, tainted as it was by the ever-so-obvious tampering of a foreign power, has dramatically undermined faith in our elections. While the Electoral College, that two centuries ago offered up an earlier version of political legitimacy, in its assurance that each of America's diverse states had a significant role in presidential elections, has long been undermined by the growing expectation that presidential elections can only be legitimate if winners are exclusively drawn from those whom the united American people have selected. But simply looking at the presidency of Donald Trump is not enough to appreciate the seriousness of America's eroding legitimacy. Indeed, the essence of America's modern legitimacy has always been in its successful marriage of democracy and capitalism that has long formed the binary root of America's legitimacy by virtue of its previous ability to nurture one of the world's largest and most successful middle classes, people who could reasonably afford to house, feed, and educate themselves while retaining access to affordable health care, an accomplishment that not only strengthened the legitimacy of democratic capitalism, but fed a detestation of its mere opposite, that system of centralized political and economic power known as communism. But here again, as we enter ever more deeply into the 21st century, it is not only our faith in the legitimacy of our political democracy that has wavered, but our faith in its economic counterpart, capitalism itself, as more and more of us, trapped within a middle class, less and less able to provide for our families housing, health, and education, have lost faith in the core foundations of democratic capitalism that once provided so much of our legitimacy and which has seen the moderate centrist consensus of our political lives failing as so many embrace the extremes from fanatical religion to political authoritarianism to those ever more enthusiastically denouncing capitalism itself. In short, while the election of Donald Trump to the White House, and of course his behavior since assuming high office, has done enormous damage to American legitimacy, simply winning a constitutional check on Trump and company in this November's midterm elections, or even sending Trump and company packing in 2020, is far short of what America needs to maintain the legitimacy it requires to survive long in this new century.